cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 22nd day of October 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And the title of the message tonight is The Unholy Confederacy and the Violent Attack on America. And here tonight, is we're going to start in the book of Obadiah. And Obadiah, in fact, is the shortest book in the Old Testament. Now, there's no date of its writing, but most Bible scholars think that it could be the first of the Old Testament prophetic books. Now, here, Obadiah's entire one chapter prophecy deals with, well, with God's coming judgment on Edom. Now, the nation founded by Jacob's twin brother Esau, the fulfillment took place initially later at the time of the Babylonian invasion when Nebuchadnezzar decimated the Edomites and their land. The nation was eventually overrun by others and finally became desolate. However, the ultimate fulfillment will be when the Confederacy invades Israel in the last days, which includes the Muslim Arabs and the occupy Edom's ancient land is defeated and the influence is absolutely totally destroyed. Edom's main city was the famous Rock City or Selah or Petra, considered almost impregnable because of the very narrow gorges which were on its, well, they were the only access routes. Edom also controlled the chief trade routes between Asia and Egypt, becoming a very, very prosperous. And we start in verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise you, and let us rise up against her as in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, and thou art greatly despised. Let me just stop here for a minute and see. You know, the more things change, the more they say the same. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And what we're reading tonight that took place thousands of years ago is about, or is taking place again. And you have the same actors. Many of the very same actors are involved here in this. So it's an amazing thing, and we'll get to that as we go through here. Now the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, where inhabitants is high. Thus saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Well, and that's what we were talking about in Petra there. And so he goes on to say, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. If thieves come to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? In other words, God is bringing his judgment here on Edom. And God's judgment is going to be pretty harsh. And as we go through this, we'll see why. He goes on to say, would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched? How art his hidden things sought up? All the men of the confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. And they that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is nothing, none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And the mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end, that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon him, Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither should thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yes, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be a holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain, and the Philistines, and they that possess the fields of the Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin, shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of the host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south, and the saviors shall come up on the Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Now, here, many Bible scholars believe that Obadiah was actually the first writing prophet to use the important phrase, the day of the Lord, which always refers to judgment. Now, the children of Esau, as well as those of Ishmael, Lot, and others, have thus far kept the house of Jacob from obtaining their divine inheritance, promised by God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David. Eventually, however, God's word will be vindicated, and Israel will possess their possessions in the coming up of the Christ kingdom. Now, it's an interesting thing because what is that taking place as we go through here and as we read in 83, you have a coalition, a federation of Arab nations and the heathen nations that have joined forces to go against Israel. And that's exactly what we're seeing here today. We're seeing the Arab nations and the heathen nations making war against Israel. The same thing. Now, here we see what he was talking about cutting off what he referred to. In verse 14, neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape, neither should thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. Well, over in Jeremiah chapter 21, Jeremiah the prophet, he's telling King Zedekiah, look, King, Israel better repent. Israel right now is standing before a living God who's angry. And Israel needs to repent, like America needs to repent today. And if she doesn't, God is going to bring the Babylonians along with the Chaldeans. He's going to bring them against Israel. So what happened there? Well, the what they call the princes, which were actually the late like legislators of the time there in Israel, they said, not so. We have nothing to repent of. We're God's chosen people. And we have nothing to repent of. And don't ever know there'll be no foreign army ever come through our gates here. And Jeremiah says, I'm warning you, you better listen, you better repent while there's time. So what did they do? Well, they took up Jeremiah and they threw him in a well. And he was in mud up to his neck. He was in mud. Now, the king Zedekiah got to thinking, you know, boy, Jeremiah is a prophet of God. And God is not going to look kindly upon this. I better get him out of there. So he sent 30 men. He said, go get him out of there. Get him out of there now. And they pulled Jeremiah out. So what happened, folks? Well, you guessed it. What happened? Here come the Babylonians and the Chaldeans, which were the Chaldeans were basically the upper, the royal class, if you will, of the, I hate to use that word royal, the rich class of the Babylonians. And they came and they stormed the gates. Now, Zedekiah and his family, along with his army, had an escape route. They had an escape route planned to get away. Well, guess who blocked their escape route? That's right. You can guess it was the Edomites. And the Edomites blocked their escape route. And so that here, Nebuchadnezzar and his crew captured Zedekiah, and he had his sons killed before his very eyes, and then he put out Zedekiah's eyes. Now, here God has made it very clear that This was something that he was not very pleased with. He said this: "Thou should have not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou should have not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of the calamity. Neither should thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should thou have delivered up of his that did remain in the day of distress." So here, the Edomites completely betrayed. Now, they were a wicked people. They were like the Democrats of today. They didn't have morals or values. That whatever wicked, evil thing they practiced. And so here now, what we see happening today in Israel, and by the way, those people went the way after Nebuchadnezzar had gone in with the Babylonians and captured Israel. Then they turned on the Edomites, who were plundering. The Edomites were a lowly, wicked people. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to even describe. Well, they were like the jihadists. They were like Hezbollah or Hamas. You know what evil, ungodly things that Hamas is doing, killing babies, burning just like today in America, the Democrats killing babies. Whatever is called a sin, they embrace. Now, here, I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna go to a paper called "The Destruction of America." A couple of years ago, I had a fellow on the radio program, and his name was John D. Guandolo. And he has written an excellent paper preparing for the coming violence here in America. And it reads this way: "Understanding the threat assessment of current events is this. The communists and the Islamic movements inside the United States are preparing for significant violence in the immediate future. The groups and leaders involved are making preparations and calling for targeted violence against Christian patriots, while government officials have the green light for violent action." This is a reality, folks, that's happening today. Like the violence in Minnesota following the death of George Floyd in the spring of 2020, which was predicated and briefed, violence will again be launched in the immediate future by the primary enemies of liberty in the United States. The communist movement and the Islamic movement and their collaborators and their financiers, they have made an unholy union. The communists and the radical Islam have formed an unholy union, and their enemies are Christians, especially white Christian men. That is their enemies. The lead elements will likely be activated under the auspices of the transgender agenda, but will have the full force of the entire communist jihadi cabal behind it. That means that's the Democratic Communist Party. The violence may begin as early as Memorial Day weekend in a time frame. During the last wave of significant violence across the United States in spring 2020, the enemy's grown soldiers focused on destroying property in numerous communities. And when the violence kicked off, pallets of water and milk and bricks were prepositioned in nearly two dozen cities within approximately 72 hours. Now, UTT means understanding the threat. UTT means understanding the threat. Assesses that during the next wave of violence, the enemy's focus will be on targeted assassination and larger scale killings. Our adversaries may also move to bring the entire republic down if it feels it can achieve that goal and the right moment of opportunity presents itself. Previously, they targeted property. Now they're targeting us. Targets will likely include Christian patriots, especially leaders of the patriot causes and communities, meaning me. The communist and the Islamic movements operate primarily in the violent, nonviolent realm, but use violence to advance their strategic efforts. To understand how these movements operate, American citizens should see enemy actions through the lens of the political warfare model of war fighting. In doing so, one will be able to clearly see what the enemy is doing and how to predict enemy future actions. Their objective is simple: control of the state and power. All lines of effort support this end. It should be remembered, these hostile movements would not be able to achieve their objective inside the United States without direct support of the Republican leadership. The Republicans are the non-barking dogs, dogs too dumb to bark, as it says in Isaiah 56:10, like dumb dogs, too dumb to bark, which is the most important part of the thief's plan. The purpose of this report is to, one, give readers foundational information on the current situation; two, to detail some of the key indicators of the impending attacks; teach citizens the law enforcement how to identify those who are and will be behind the violence; and four, recommend a few courses of action. The communist movement in the United States has been present and active since 1918. And now has thousands of organizations operating domestically, some of which are, which communicate directly with hostile foreign communist powers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and others. The Islamic movement in the United States has been present since the early 1960s and was primarily established by the Muslim Brotherhood. For evidence, in the largest terrorism trials in the U.S. history, all of the prominent Islamic organizations in the United States today are a part of the identifiable hostile and coordinated effort. Those objectives are the same as Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, and hundreds of the terrorist organizations. The establishment of the Islamic State under Islamic law, Sharia. Now, again, when I just read to you out of the book of Obadiah, these are the same actors. These are the relatives, the descendants of the same people that Obadiah spoke of, folks. Both of these movements have published doctrine and strategic plans, lines of operation to support the strategy of thousands of organizations across America. Significant deception and counterintelligence operations developed inside the United States are well-funded and coordinated extremely well among their own entities and with each other. Now, for 50 years on this radio program, we've been teaching you and preaching to you about communism. For 50 years. Folks, here, and since the 80s, actually, even before that, we were telling you about radical Islam and how they were spreading and growing. And in fact, we sent out over 300 DVDs showing you jihadist training camps here in America. Penetration of the U.S. system, communists and jihadists served and continue to serve as senior positions of authority and influence inside the federal government, revealing either an inability to properly conduct vetting or writing and criminal treasonous intent. Examples include the former FBI Director James Comey, who self-identified as a communist, current Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland, who is a communist, Al-Qaeda financier Abdurrahman al-Mahdi, who served as President Clinton's advisor for 8 years, Mohammed Majid, who recently appointed by President Biden to serve as commissioner on the U.S. Commission for International Religions Freedom, who is a senior Muslim Brotherhood jihadist leader. Additionally, 23 former U.S. senators and representatives currently work for the lobbying firm representing Communist Chinese intelligence and military organizations. Over 65 members of the House of Representatives are communist, card-carrying communists, to work closely with the support and domestic foreign communist organizations and leaders. And the current FBI Director, Christopher Wray, spoke at the recent World Economic Forum conference held in Davos, Switzerland, which is a hardcore communist organization. The number of individuals illegally entering in the United States has been higher than at any other time in U.S. history. The numbers of terrorists and other nefarious individuals is so extremely high, including individuals on the terror watch list. These people constitute a growing body able to support an enemy army inside the U.S. borders. So that's exactly what we have. And this is exactly what we've been warning you about here now, even going all the way back into the days of Obama. Numerous reports and testimonies from the FBI, the DEA, and other federal agencies and leaders reveal significant Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and Hezbollah cells inside the United States. The primary means by which this enemy cabal, the communist movement, Islamic movement, and collaborators and financiers advance the most rapidly insinuates itself into the local communities is their interfaith outreach efforts. The interfaith outreach programs are controlled by the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood. Primarily, it's called ISNA or ILIT, and Hamas doing business as CARE. Interfaith outreach was initiated by the U.S. Communist Movement Front Organization Industrial Area Foundation, it's called, created by Saul Alinsky, who authored Rules for Radicals. Now, I want to just remember, I watched some years ago as a young Hillary Clinton, while she was still in college, as a hardcore communist, at a meeting, chastised Saul Alinsky for not being brutal enough. For not being brutal enough. In over 18 years of training federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, the universal response when presented with financial information about these threats is, one, federal agents as well as the state and local police state, they were unaware of the significant communist and jihadi Islamic networks across the United States and how these networks support violent operations. Two, they believe understanding these networks and how they operate is critical to protecting local communities. Folks, you're not going to be able to depend on the government, believe me. You know, if we're going to have any protection at all, if we're going to have any just at all, we're going to have to provide it ourselves. This is one of the reasons why we started Tactical Civics, which is a growing movement. And it's to put back in place the militia movement, which is which the Second Amendment, the Constitution, demands that we have a militia, a standing militia. And being able to use the grand jury to take our country back from the communists. President Biden and U.S. Attorney General Garland have identified constitutionally minded patriots as the greatest threat to republic. Specifically, Mr. Biden stated white supremacists. He's meaning white Christian men. When he says white supremacist, He's talking about a white Christian man. When he linked to the MAGA movement, in other words, you have over 80 million people that voted for Donald Trump, and he's saying that all of those are a lethal threat, which allows him to bring the full authority of the federal government to bear on them. Mr. Obama Biden then stated that the MAGA crowd, Make America Great Again crowd, is the greatest political threat to America in its history. Well, you see, folks, it was only about a week or so earlier when climate change was the worst threat. Climate change, but then they changed that back again to you and I. If you're a Christian, if you believe in God and country, and you're a patriot, you're the enemy, according to Joe Biden. Here, the FBI lists intelligence indicators for militant violent extremists include quotes from Thomas Jefferson. Listen to this. In other words, we that hold to what the Founding Fathers said, quotes from Thomas Jefferson, quotes from the Bill of Rights, flying the Betsy Ross flag or flying the Gadsden flag, flying the Gonzales battle flag, and similar such actions, in other words, all of the patriot actions that we do, they consider to be, their enemy. The enemy of the collective, the Communist Party collective. There is no longer a Democratic Party. There is none. It's gone completely and totally communist. They are in total lockstep. The FBI Richmond field office targeted faithful Catholic Christians as a matter of investigating priority. And the FBI inserted undercover agents, what they called assets, inside the Catholic churches, where no reasonable suspicion or probable cause even existed. They were going after the white men in that church. The FBI did also, based on their belief that white supremacy finds a home where Catholics practiced the Latin Mass. DHS and the FBI actively pursue Christian patriots while significantly identifiable networks of violent Chinese communists. They brought in over 45,000 across our border. Communists. These people are virtually soldiers, plainclothes soldiers that they brought into our country, that Obama brought in, or Joe Obama. BLM, terrorist, the network, the Hezbollah network, they all remain here in their country intact. Governor, state attorney general, mayors, and others acting under their official capacities within the authority of the state openly support leaders and organizations secretly to violently overthrow the United States, materially support terrorism, and replace the constitutional republic with a totalitarian communist regime or caliphate under barbaric Sharia. Example, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is a jihadi who openly raises money for the designated foreign terrorist organizations, the FTO, Hamas, doing business as CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. Ellison publicly promotes the communist and violent Antifa and their efforts on the ground, even in his home state. Many national Christian and patriot organizations have been penetrated by jihadists and communists and now act as controlled opposition. The UTT assesses the United States has no functioning counterintelligence capability, rendering it significantly exposed to the intense counterintelligence operations set against by the numerous hostile nations. And these active movements, currently, there are no active national investigative efforts or otherwise to thwart the communist and Islamic movements the strategic and operational plans. The adversaries know that there is a growing understanding among the American patriot community of who they are and what they are up to. There is a level of "it is now or never" mentality on their side, especially among the communists. Now, many of the same indicators seen before the violence in Minnesota began in spring 2020 are being seen today in real time. The groups, the leaders, the involvement. You've seen all of this. These cultural Marxist college students who have become anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-Christ. They are very Harvard anti-Christ, Yale anti-Christ, the Stanford anti-Christ. All of these universities, the number one enemy is really not even Israel. It's us. It's white Christian men, but all Christians, but especially white Christian men. Despite the fact that many of the recent school shootings and mass killings have been done by the left-wing communist individuals, including those who identify as sodomites or transgenders, the response of the government has been to target Christian patriots who, according to the government, may respond to these acts by targeting trans people, despite the fact that no evidence exists to support such a claim. Some state authorities have put into policy and or law the forcible sterilization and physical mutilation of minor children without the consent of their parents, in direct contradiction of the parents' will. Parents who intercede to protect their children may be arrested by the government. Folks, this is what issue one here in Ohio is all about. This is exactly what issue one here in Ohio is all about. They want to have baby killing for any reason. They want to take away all parental rights. They want to eliminate all pro-life legislation. These people want to take America to hell. They want to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah. This is what these people want. They want to turn us into Sodom and Gomorrah. They're right from the pit of hell. This is a wickedness and evilness unprecedented. The usurper-in-chief, Obama Biden, declared March 31st, 2023, National Transgender Day. Trans groups called for trans vengeance to begin on April 1st and are calling for the killing of Christians. And I've got pictures here of where they're holding up their banners and so on and so forth. Communist groups across the U.S. stand in solidarity with trans movement, which are calling for violence, specifically for the killing of Christians. The Etala Justice Project, a pro-jihadi group being significantly funded by the Tides Foundation, is promoting the Trans Justice Funding Project. The key hubs for the communist Islamic movement, like Minneapolis, communist groups like the Socialist Rival Association, advocate violence. Fortune 500 companies are supporting this trans campaign in spite of the violence being advocated. Traditional U.S. media actively supports these hostile operations and propels narratives to advance these efforts. These narratives, what they refer to narratives, are propaganda and their lies. Preliminary operations in Tennessee and Chicago have begun with violence. These may be unrelated to coming violence, but UTT assesses the violence on the streets of Chicago and in Tennessee legislature may be indicators that the center of the coming violence may be Tennessee or Chicago. Greenlighting violence. Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson condoned the recent violence in Chicago. In an interview, Johnson stated, "What I'm saying is you can't condone the looting and that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from black, brown, and even white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit. In other words, he's saying that having a business, running a business, a company, is the same as looting, burning, and killing people. And to their mindset, folks, it is. Illinois State Senator Robert Peters called the riots a mass protest against poverty and segregation. Former Chicago Mayor Lori Lesbian Lightfoot stated that the vast majority of young people come from downtown because it was a great weather and have opportunity to enjoy the city. Yeah, what a wonderful day to go down and shoot some children in the head. That's what they do. There are a few that came with a different intentions, and they have it out, and they will be dealt with. But I'm not going to use your language, which I think is wrong, to say that it is mayhem. This language, listen, when you have 300 people getting killed or shot over a weekend, that's mayhem, folks. This language is very similar to the language spoken when green-lighted violence in 2020. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor publicly signaled permission from the authority of her office to the communist trans movement to kill when she wore a shirt which read, "Protect Trans Kids." I have a picture of that right here. "Protect Trans Kids" with a huge knife across the chest, and then put the photo on social media. On April 14, 2023, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at the National Action Network Conference. In her speech, Harris belittled and attacked police officers, identified citizens who support constitutional liberties as extremists, support the recent violence in Tennessee Capitol, and incorrectly identified the American form of government as democracy. In other words, if you commit violence, we are with you. The Islamic movement is intensifying its interfaith operation in order to subdue as much of the Christian population, and having a significant success, they have one of their senior operatives, Mohammed Magid, at a senior position inside the Commission for International Religious Freedom, and many other Hamas terrorists in suits and in suites and sit in positions of influence in the White House, Congress, and key components of the government. The U.S. Islamic movement, led primarily by U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, has been physically fortifying the mosques and the buildings of major Islamic organizations with the direct help of the DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, and FEMA, with your U.S. tax dollars and the significant amount of money Muslims are raising organically to reinforce ground floor walls, put in protective windows, and the like. Mosques and other Islamic organizations are also arming their people, conducting firearms training, and posting heavily armed jihadists inside mosques as a regular basis. In some cases, local police are assisting them with security operations. I'm going to now switch over to Psalm 83. And we see here that history is simply repeating itself. It's the same old actors are involved. But first, I've got to whip my whistle here. I wanted to just say that, again, for over 100 years, the communist movement, known as the collective, has been working to undermine and destroy the fundamental foundations of which America was built on. I remember here that the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, he as the prophecy of the former leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev. And I remember how it has been fulfilled, and that prophecy was this, that we, of course he's talking about the communist collective, will conquer you from within. We will indoctrinate your youth. They did it. They own the public school system, as I said. The communists have totally taken over Harvard, Yale, Law, Stanford, all of these. We will take over your education systems. We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until one day you are awakened and discover that you have become communist. We will sell you the rope that you will use to hang yourself, and you will gladly pay us for it. Well, they've done that. And today, organizations today that are institutions that have gone totally communist, obviously, what is called the Democratic Party today is communist. There is no old Democratic Party. It's completely and totally a communist organization. You have the mainstream media. They're the communist media. You have Hollywood. You have what we mentioned before, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, etc. You have the NEA. The NEA is simply a large communist collective. And their goal is to indoctrinate the children into communism. The CIA has been infiltrated. The FBI, the NAACP, planned predators right from the pit of hell. There is no organization on earth that is more lethal than planned predators. They've killed more human beings than any army in the world. NARAL, of course, they're a part of killing. The League of Women Voters, how you hear they say how that they're independent, that is bull. The ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Firm, they are those people. First of all, they're run by a group of multimillionaires. Even their name is a lie, and they were started by pedophiles. The World National Council of Churches, the World Council of Religions, and the World Economic Forum. Now remember, there was the saying that both the communist and radical jihadists use. It's called, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The unholy alliance of Islam and communism recognize each other as secondary enemies. The true enemy of both is Jesus Christ and his church. Now, I remember listening to an Al Jazeera. You had two Islamic leaders, jihadist leaders, were engaged on a talk show, and one of them said to the other, you know that we can't trust the communists. You know that once we've won, that they will betray us in a heartbeat. And the other answered by saying, not if we betray them first. There you go, folks. So right now, again, their enemy, they've worked in a confederacy, and the enemy is us, the American people, the patriots. That will change. Now I want to go to Psalm 83. And again, to show you how, well, it's the same old players that are involved. Things really haven't changed any. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still. This is an imprecatory prayer here. He goes on to say, fear, lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. That's exactly the goal of Hamas, That's exactly the goal of Hezbollah, of Iran. And here in America, the Democratic Communist Party, they want to reduce America to we're no longer a nation. Divide up the country through civil wars. They want to start civil wars. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Well, that's exactly what God said was going to happen to Edom and the Philistines. For they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against us. Now listen to this, because the descendants of these people are the people that are right now waging war against Israel. And they're going to wage war here in America. They're here. They're ready to go. They're waiting for the order to come down from the head of the collective. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebel and Ammon and the Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midians, as to Sisera, as to Lake Jabin in the brook of Kishon. Well, you know, these people were, God's judgment came upon them, and they are no more. Asher also has joined with them, and they have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. So what you have the Arabs, those of the Arab nations have joined with the heathen, other heathen nations, and that's exactly what's happened here in America. You've got the ancestors of these Arab nations have joined together today as Islam with the heathen nations here in America, the heathen in America, to destroy America. Asher has also joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot. Do it to them as unto the Midianites and Sisera and Jabin of the brook, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeban and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel and a stubble before the wind, and as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountain on fire. So they persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy holy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever, yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Now here's the key verse in all of this, actually, and that is, that the men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. So here now, remember what they're talking about. They're talking about here in the last days that during this time, here you've had all of the Islamic and other nations living virtually, the children of Esau, as well as those of Ishmael, Lot, and others, have thus far kept the house of Jacob from obtaining the divine inheritance promised by God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David. Now, eventually, however, after the tribulation period, going into the millennial kingdom, God's word will be vindicated, and Israel will possess their possessions in the coming up of the Christ kingdom. In other words, they will hit, during that millennial kingdom, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David will inherit the children of Esau, Ishmael, Lot, and others, and their property, is what he's telling you. So now, here also, we see that all the Islamic and other nations want to utterly destroy Israel. Again, Joe Biden, the Antichrist, communists, are working behind the scenes to destroy Israel and America. In verse 18, what he says there, the last verse where he says, that men may know that thou, in other words, for both the Antichrist, communists, and Islam to know without a doubt where and who is bringing their utter destruction. And then it says, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all of the earth. And so he's saying here that it's Jehovah is the only potentate, Jehovah God, not Allah. And it's the one name, Jehovah, that they'll realize is bringing their destruction and not Allah. Because Jehovah is the only potentate. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we're out of time for tonight. I just wanted to say, folks, everything I just read is going to happen right now. Actually, it has happened, and it is happening right now. We're seeing it all over again. We could be and probably are going to be in basically a civil war in the near future. And we need to prepare for that. Now, I know some people get very discouraged when all of what I read tonight, they say, well, how can we prevail with all of that? Well, there's a lot on our side, folks, and we have our cause is a righteous cause. And remember that our God, okay, is a majority of one. And our God is an awesome God. And he says the battle belongs to him. All we have to do is be repentant and obedient. If you're out there listening to me tonight, and we have some interesting times coming, and you cannot say to me, Pastor, I know if I died tonight, I'd go home, I'd be in glory with the Lord and with the saints, then you're in more trouble than you can imagine, because God has not promised you not even 5 minutes, much less another day. So when the preacher brings an invitation and he tells you this, he's just a messenger. Listen to me. When that happens, it's God that is telling you, you better listen. Right now, you have one more chance to repent. Right now, you have one more chance to receive eternal life. This may be the last time. Tonight. I may require your soul tonight. So out there listening, how do you feel? Do you feel lucky? Let me tell you something, folks. You cannot afford to gamble on that. If you're unsaved, you're walking on a spider's web over a burning lake of fire. You need to call upon the name of the Lord tonight. You need to repent, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sin. And then you need to ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions, without any reservations. You need to do that while there's time. And if you'll do that, then God will always honor your commitment. If you're sincere, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, a child of God, and that's the most important thing you could ever do. You can never do anything else that will matter as much to you as that. I suggest you do that tonight. I suggest you go to the Gospel of John, read chapter 3. Think about what I just said. Now, we're out of time for tonight, so we say good night at this time. We say God bless at this time. And then we say always, 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 and I do mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the voice of the Christian resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM...
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.